Hi, I'm Stephanie Benetti, and you're listening to United Public Radio, UPRN 107.7 FM in New Orleans.
Hi, come check out Christina George's new show, Aliens, UFOs, and Beyond, Thursday night, 8 p.m. See you Thursday, everyone. Hi, I'm Joe Montaldo, and you're listening to United Public Radio. You want to learn about aliens, extraterrestrials, UFOs, visitations, military abductions? Join Joe Montaldo on Wednesday night, 8 to 10 p.m. for his episodes of UFO Undercover.
You are invited to the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show every Friday night on United Public Radio Network from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 12 to 1 a.m. Eastern Time, with your spiritual warrior goddess, Kathy Bilski. Kathy will share all the old truths the Illuminati tries to keep secret. Kathy also gives you the opportunity to join in with planetary healing light work that will help us manifest World Enlightenment 2016. So let's get high and fly into new possibilities. So join Kathy every Friday night on UPRN, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show. A very powerful happening.
Come check out Christina George's new show, Paranormal Connections, only on United Public Radio, Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. See you Monday.
The UPRN family of shows would like to take a moment to thank our loyal listeners for tuning in to UPRNTalkRadio.com along with 107.7 FM New Orleans. Broadcasting on multiple platforms like Live 365, Ustream, and Shoutcast has made the UPRN...
Hello, you're listening to United Public Radio. I'm Joe Montaldo, host of News on the Flip Side. Check us out every Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Central Time.
Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, your spiritual warrior goddess on the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. And this is, oh my God, the last day of September, September 30th, 2016. And I think somebody said that today or maybe tomorrow is the new moon. Whatever that means, it's a double. Maybe it's today. I don't know. I can't keep up with that stuff. I don't know. I'm really doing good enough with just keeping up with what's going on, let alone where the moon is at. Unless it's a full moon, then I pay attention because then your life can get a little crazy. I think at the new moon, it's a good time for manifesting and creating. So this would be a good time to begin stuff. So what we're going to talk about tonight, a little bit about the South Dakota oil pipeline and what is going on there. And the nuclear industry is at it again. They never do stop. God, what happened to the people of the 60s? Would you guys wake up? You know, I mean, you remember the days, I guess you had to be old enough, when people actually used to go out and protest nukes, no more nukes, and press, you know, really protest to the point that they had the illusion that they got something done, and now nobody even bothers. God, it's crazy. Anyway, I am going to give you some phone numbers so you can get involved and you can get into some activism. It's really important now.
You know, what you do is really important. And I will also do a update on Flint, Michigan, and how there's a lot of cover-up murders there that nobody's talking about. And of course, I'm going to touch base, and I really, really promise this is the last time. I'm going to do a little blurb on Pokemon Go and why maybe you don't want to play it anymore. But, you know, that's up to you. I'm just going to give you the information, and you decide, you know, what you want to do. However, I can tell you that I have seen differences in people that are playing the game, or they don't care. They have their lives have begun, which is really kind of nice because they're getting a life. And it's not as important at all. That's really exciting. It's such nice confirmation that the work that we do as group, because group work is so important. It really, you know, everything is amplified. And then you see it manifest in a really awesome way. So let's start with a little update on what's going on in the South Dakota, North Dakota pipeline. Or we can just call it the Dakota Access Pipeline, because God, once again, I can't remember whether it's north or south. I'll tell you, radiation in the air really can do this to you, okay? But it's in the Dakotas, the Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, you may have remembered that a couple weeks ago, Obama came in and said, you know, we're going to halt all this pipeline going on. Oh, my God. And I got jumped on by so many people verbally, not physically, thank God, about, you know, how I'm not really supporting Obama, and he's really so awesome for the Indians, and look what he did with the pipeline. Well, okay, so there was a group of Indians that gave Obama two thumbs up, which I would really like to know where they're from, or if they've got, you know, what they've got in their reservations, and one of them actually made Obama an honorary Indian. Well, I asked my Native American friends what they thought about it, and they go, oh, yeah, he's the best president we've ever had. You know, he's gone to our reservations and talked. Well, God, but all I can do is say, if he is such a great guy, then how come all you guys are bitching that your reservations are so poor, and you're definitely not getting health care. Your health care is taken away at whim. And how many people on the reservation are dying of suicide, young and old alike? He's trashing your neighborhoods. Now, how can you say he's a good guy and you guys are moving forward? Where are you seeing the results from him? I'm just curious. Because, man, this man talks with a forked tongue. So this is from the Red Warrior Camp. And actually, this is from yesterday. And today, Native ceremonies conducted along the Dakota Access Pipeline route were disrupted by military police. We have continued to declare ourselves to be nonviolent and unarmed. The police, acting as private security and protectors of the corporations and their nefarious and destructive interests, responded in full force with armored vehicles, shotguns, assault rifles, snipers, helicopters, tear gas, resulting in 21 confirmed arrests. There are also reports coming back that the police were snatching people's phones and other recording devices, deleting pictures and video without permission and in direct violation of North Dakota laws. This response, these actions on the part of the police are clear evidence of the egregious and ongoing escalation of the violations of our indigenous and human rights. We are constantly fed the narrative that the police are armed and active in the protection of the public. Well, are we not the public? Are the violations of our rights so easily and repeatedly acceptable? Are you paying attention? The United States of America is occupying indigenous land, and when their occupation and ruination of our lands and waters is challenged, they respond with unprecedented violence, with kidnapping our brothers and sisters, protecting us and our territories. They are incarcerating our warriors, our women, our youth. Today's ceremony should never have been interrupted. No arrests should have been made, and certainly the military machine should not have been called in response to our prayers. We hereby call on the police. We as the public order the police to stand down and immediately cease and desist. We are not intimidated. We are angry. We are saddened. And we are only continuing to build our warrior spirit and resistance in the face of your violence and tactics. Know this, for all those reading and hearing this, spread the story. We are calling on all human rights observers and advocates to take this to your networks and your organizations. We are in need of continued advocacy and documentation. Together, we will not let this stand. We are unafraid and powerful united. Together, in our protection of the water, we have no fear. Why should we when we speak and act the truth? So I got Obama's White House number if you want to write it down and give them a call. You know, come on, be a big bitch for the earth and all these protectors up there, all right? So the White House phone number, and for you guys, if you really think, when I say White House, I mean the White House. I don't mean this is Obama's personal phone number. I'm not in that loop, okay? All right, so the White House phone numbers are 202-456-1111 and 202-456-6213. And they have a switchboard there, and that's 202-456-1414. And, you know, if you got a congressman or a senator, you might want to give a shout out to them and say they suck and they need to give this information, you know, attention, and that you are watching them. So the Red Warrior Camp that has a medic tent, the leader has requested a list of supplies the team is in need of. Now, I'm going to give you the address of where you can send it to. So send all supplies to Red Warrior Camp, and these are capital letters, B as in boy, I as in ice, E as in elephant, 00N02, Agency Avenue, Fort Yates, North Dakota, 58538. And if you have any questions, you can also email at info@haltheharm.net. That's haltheharm.net. So they need all kinds of, you know, like antacids and stuff for medical supplies. Band-aids, bentonite clay, activated charcoal, you know, just all kinds, guys. And I'm sure they would be more than happy to take donations. And, you know, if people can drive stuff down there, you know, they can also use biohazard bags and army tents and coolers and storage bins that are waterproof, cots and blankets and warm clothes. It's getting into wintertime. Batteries, rechargeable battery chargers, all kinds of oils, and if you've got herbs and dandelion oil and calendula in oil, red root powder, feverfew, marshmallow, you know, lady's mantle, eucalyptus, yarrow, oregano, lavender, lymphatic stimulants of any kind, and things for cold conditions. They've also been asking for art supplies so they can make signs and, you know, that's all kinds, signs, feathers. You know, they can use it all. So again, it's Red Warrior Camp, B-I-E, 00, capital N-O-2, Agency Avenue, Fort Yates, North Dakota, 58538. Yeah, they're standing up for the earth, and they really need to have everyone's support. You know, if you can't be there, you can still support them. And again, the White House phone number is 202-456-1111. And if you want to write to Oasis Petroleum, who actually allowed an oil spill to go on up there, their corporate headquarters information, it's Oasis Petroleum Incorporated, 1001 Fannin Street. That's capital F, as in Frank, A-N-N-I-N, Street, Suite 1500, Houston, Texas, 77002. Now, they have a phone number, too. 281-404-9500. And I'm sure they would love to hear from you. And you can tell them just what you think of their project and what they can do with it. Just saying. All right, now let's go to the other side of the states, and let's go to Michigan. Now, you haven't heard a lot about Michigan lately, have you? Did you know that there's actually been a cover-up of murders that began in Flint? A water treatment plant foreman was found dead, a young mom murdered in her home after filing a lawsuit against the Michigan government. Now, this was written by Mike Adams from Natural News. And for those who wonder why, as the editor of Natural News, I carry a loaded weapon with me at all times, consider how often whistleblowers who threaten to expose government conspiracy crimes end up dead. In just the last few days, a water treatment plant foreman who could have testified against the corrupt government of Michigan was found dead in his home on the exact same day Sasha Ivana Bell, who spearheaded a lawsuit against the government over the lead poisoning of the Flint water supply, was found murdered. And I'm telling you this story because I want to honor these two people. Okay? Now, Ivana Bell was identified Thursday, the same day the death of a Flint water treatment plant foreman who was wanted for questioning in connection with the crisis was announced, reports the Daily Mail. Local government, state government, and federal government all conspired to systematically poison the water supply of a predominantly black community, carrying out their criminal scheme for many months and poisoning countless children with extremely high concentrations of brain-damaging lead in the municipal water. Now, deliberate mass poisoning of a black community is covered up by those in power. While the EPA says the limit of lead in public water is just 15 parts per billion, at times, the water coming out of the tap in Flint, Michigan, registered a jaw-dropping 13,200 parts per billion, according to Scientific America. This crime was not only covered up by the government, it was allowed to continue for many months without anyone bothering to warn the public. Once the knowledge of this government-run mass poisoning of black people finally became known, an EPA official resigned over the criminal cover-up, but no charges were ever filed against her because federal employees appear to have absolute legal immunity, even when they deliberately poison hundreds of thousands of people. Before long, criminal charges were filed against three local water quality scientists and managers, but not before the murders began. Now, Matthew McFarland was murdered, of course. Now, Matthew McFarland was the foreman at the Flint Water Treatment Plant, and he was found dead at his home on April 16th. The Lapeer County Sheriff's Department said a friend found McFarland unresponsive at a home in Otter Lake. There were no signs of foul play, other than he was dead. An autopsy did not determine a cause of death, and police are awaiting toxicology reports. The investigation remains open. Michigan Attorney General Bill Schutz's office confirmed that McFarland was previously interviewed as part of its ongoing investigation into the city's water crisis. Anyone who thinks McFarland's death is just an untimely coincidence is living in a delusional dream world. When it comes to government cover-ups and untimely deaths, there are no coincidences. There are, however, assassination teams that target those who might embarrass the government. And there's little question that McFarland was actually murdered in a way to make it look like a death from natural causes. Do you honestly think that a government which conspired to mass poison an entire community of children with the toxic heavy metals that causes brain damage would hesitate to order the execution of a key witness? For anyone hearing this and screaming conspiracy theory, you need to wake up to the reality of conspiracy facts. The Flint water poisoning was factually a conspiracy. Those who have now been charged with the crime have, in fact, been charged with conspiracy. It's no longer a theory when it's happening all around you. It's simply the way the government routinely works to poison the people while hiding all evidence from the public for as long as possible. Sasha Bell also found murdered. When the bodies start piling up, surrounding a massive government conspiracy to poison the population, you know something nefarious is afoot. Flint resident Sasha Bell, who spearheaded the first lawsuit against the government over the water poisoning, was also found murdered. A 19-year-old Michigan mother who was one of the first to file lawsuits on behalf of the thousands of children poisoned by water in Flint was found shot to death this week, reports New York Daily News. The body of Sasha Bell was discovered Tuesday night at Ridgecrest Village townhouses in Flint, authorities said. The body of a second woman, Sequoria Reed, was also found in the home. Now, note carefully that a second woman was also murdered in the same home. In other words, as these murders are carried out to silence people and protect the government, the murderers are willing to kill anyone who gets in their way. An 18-year-old named Malek Thornton has been arrested in connection with the murders, with a local NBC affiliate reporting. Thornton has been charged and arraigned in the case for 2 counts of first-degree murder, 2 counts of open murder, and felony firearm. He's obviously a patsy in all this. Does anyone really think Sacha Bell was executed by pure chance? Are we supposed to believe this is just another crazy coincidence where so many people involved in the Flint, Michigan water poisoning case just happen to end up dead or executed? America's cities have developed into third world cesspools of third world justice. The upshot of all of this is that Detroit, much like Oakland, Chicago, and Miami, has developed into a third world cesspool of third world justice. And here's how it works. The government gets away with murder, poisoning the population with an extremely toxic water supply and food supply, for that matter, that causes brain damage and lifelong crippling side effects. Anyone who attempts to speak out gets threatened, intimidated, or simply executed. The same government that covered up the original crime also covers up the murders, either designating them to be deaths from natural causes or blaming some young thug they set up as a stooge to take the fall. Federal officials are never charged with any crimes in all of this. They get away scot-free, demonstrating the absolute legal immunity currently enjoyed by the corrupt criminal ruling class of regulatory totalitarians ship nuclear material in trucks from Canada, like around Detroit, Windsor area, and bring it down all the way through the southern states, down to the ports in South Carolina, Louisiana. How insane is that? And people, you know, you're not going to know if you're driving by a radioactive truck or not. And those trucks aren't going to be totally sealed, so they will be radioactive, and they're going to be spreading that energy. And all you have to do is drive by it once and maybe get really sick, and then you're not going to figure out, how in the world did you get sick? You must have been a bad person, not knowing that you just got a dose of radiation, courtesy of your government, on the highway. Or God, if there's a spill. Yeah, what are they going to do? You're going to close the highway and they're going to build a new highway over the radiation like they did in Japan and the nuclear cities that were bombed and they just built over them. Unbelievable. Oh, okay, and this is why we work for world enlightenment. Yo. So let's talk about Pokemon. The Piper zombie apocalypse has begun. Hordes of mindless, obedient sheeple now stampede anywhere where the puppet masters plant fictitious monsters. Now, heads up, everybody. By now, you've probably heard of the Pokemon Go, the new hybrid reality mobile app game that overlays real-world geographical locations with virtual monsters that are collected for points. What you may not know yet is that the game was actually developed by a CIA-funded software front group for the purpose of using all the mobile device cameras of the brain-dead public to conduct what I call mass redundant surveillance of any area requiring immediate video documentation by the CIA or NSA. Pokemon Go is essentially a CIA spying machine pretending to be a game. To accomplish citizen-assisted spying, the game's puppet masters simply plop a virtual monster into any desired surveillance location and hordes of totally brain-dead, apocalyptic zombie humans instantly converge on the scene, all pointing their mobile cameras at the virtual monsters so they can earn their virtual points. Which means absolutely nothing, because it's virtual, it's not real. As this is happening, the video from selected players' cameras is being streamed to the CIA in real time, along with precise GPS coordinates of the players' locations. The more people the CIA wants to converge onto an area of interest, the higher the monster value they place at that location. As you can imagine, when high-value monsters appear in such locations, hordes of Pokemon players rush to the scene by bicycles, taxis, automobiles, and even on foot, all pointing their cameras at the high-value target and upstreaming real-time video to the CIA. In effect, Pokemon Go is the CIA's way of turning an obedient population of obedient zombie humans into inadvertent collectors of actionable on-the-ground intelligence. Pokemon is a game that turns obedient bored citizens into highly affected domestic spies who are unwittingly working for the police state. Today, this virtual world only appears on mobile devices. Soon, it will be displayed inside contact lenses. Right now, the Pokemon Go zombies have to view the virtual overlay of the game through their mobile devices. And that's why they keep walking off cliffs, strolling into traffic, and literally killing themselves as they stare mindlessly at their Pokemon screens in the hopes of catching some make-believe monster. In Encinitas, California, two men walked right off a cliff while playing the game, plunging 80 feet in the real world where there are no points awarded for being incredibly stupid. Unless you work for the federal government, in which case maximum stupidity and incompetence earns you raises, bonuses, and increased vacation days. The next step of the game, however, will transition the augmented reality to Google Glass-like eyepieces that are worn over the eyes. These transparent visors will overlay monsters onto the apparent image of the real world as seen by the players, eliminating their need to stare at mobile devices. Instead, you'll just see these people mindlessly running around like crazed crackheads, seeming desperately to reach something that actually doesn't exist. And the final future steps will be augmented reality contact lenses, where full motion HD graphics are displayed on the inside of contact lenses to create the augmented reality illusion that Pokemon monsters really are walking around the real world. At this point, Pokemon players' disconnect from the reality will be complete, and they will exist at the whim of the game masters or the dungeon masters, who decide what images, people, vehicles, and events to drop into the virtual world that these people will see as the real world. Now, Pokemon demonstrates the technological and social viability of an augmented reality mind control. As you might have guessed, this is not just a massive spying machine, but a totalitarian mind control system that will eventually have the power to assert absolute power control over everything a person sees, hears, and experiences. Augmented display contact lenses, when combined with head-worn cameras and earpieces can actually censor unapproved images or text messages, for example, anything the government doesn't want you to know, by literally redacting text you're not supposed to read, overlaying government-approved advertising and social control messages onto the walls of buildings, roads, or even the sky in the real world, placing virtual floating wanted messages over the heads of individuals identified by the government as being dangerous, and so on. The possibilities of absolute mind control are limitless. If such technology comes into existence, it would spell the doom of human liberty and the nearly unstoppable dominance of the technocratic elite. Now, one answer to all of this, of course, is small-scale EMP weapons that fry all electronics in the local area, returning people to reality by destroying the circuits that maintain their virtual worlds, their mental prisons, which are controlled by the dominant technotarians. This is why I have long understood that the fate of human freedom may one day depend on small bands of rebels carrying out activities that could include setting off small-scale portable EMP weapons to disable technological control systems run by oppressive dictatorial regimes all over the world, or conducting armed raids on AI robots to destroy and disable them. Ooh. Or hacking into and taking over remote control vehicles or robots to commandeer them for the public good. Or seizing control of augmented reality systems to overlay messages of truth that appear in the virtual world. You know, if things don't change, the future of human beings may look eerily similar to real zombies. What if all the people who think they are looking for monsters become monsters themselves? You know, make up your minds whether you want to play it or you want to work for the CIA for free. It's up to you. Oh, Twitter updated their terms of service, their agreement, and I have to say, because of what's going on with Pokemon, and you know, I just really enjoyed reading their terms of service. I'm reading terms of service now. So Twitter's updating their terms of service, which they give you like 24 hours to read. And after I read it, I went, you know, I really don't need my Twitter account. So, yes, I am no longer a twit. God, I'm thinking what time I'm going to save. So, yeah, I mean, they limit me on Twitter anyway. Yeah, I put such radical stuff up there, and I would put these little quotes, you know, like two-liners, you know, Twitter stuff. That's all you can do. And I would put up like 30 or 40 of them, you know, like imagine the CIA awakening or imagining magnets being placed on all the computers that are being misused by anybody of authority, just all kinds of stuff, you know, see the quantum leap happening. And usually people have no limits, so they actually limited me. I could only have, I think, 2,000 people that I could make friends, and who could only become friends with me is, I think they were giving me 1,700, and that was it. So am I going to miss Twitter? No, I don't think so. No longer a twit, but you can get a hold of me through Facebook. I figure if anybody's going to get my information, I'm going to be really choosy about who's going to get it. So Facebook can have it, LinkedIn can have it. You can find my stuff up on YouTube. And tomorrow, if you look on YouTube, you know, UPRN is so cool. You know, they get things up and archived. And I have to say, my son is helping me get all my shows from UPRN up on YouTube. So look under Kathy Bilski, and starting tomorrow, I'll start being able to really have people be able to look at them. And of course, you know, you got the all other archives. And, you know, UPRN is listener sponsored. None of us gets paid for doing this, guys. So we really appreciate all your donations and all your help. And just go to their, you know, website, and they have a donation button. And, oh, my God, press it. You know, as you give, you receive, and you're keeping us on air. And we're very, very grateful. I certainly appreciate it. You know, I see around me the effects of the energy work that we do. And how has your life changed since we did World Enlightenment last week? Yeah, I know my life has changed. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see a picture I took. We went to the beach this morning. I live in Hawaii. Okay, my bad. I started at the beach when I can. And my girlfriend took a picture, and you got the light streaming down, and it turns violet, and it's so trippy. It's my new favorite picture. That you can see on Facebook. Or you can go to my website at www.angelliteom.com. That's A-N-G-E-L-I-T-E-O-M.com, where I have all my healing angel light products. And I'm really, really proud to say that the sports world. And the guys up in Orlando Sanchez and his gyms are using my angel light tools. So, you know, the world of jiu-jitsu is opening up. And it's really very cool because the angel light tools are really pain and stress release and helps you untraumatize something that you screwed up pretty badly. And they glow in the dark. So I put plankton in it, and that has them glow. And, you know, my tools last forever. I've been doing this for 25 years, and people have got some of my angel light healing tools that I made 25 years ago. And they're still using them. So, you know, planned obsolescence, thank God people buy them for other friends and stuff. They think so highly of them. And you can come to my store in Honoka'a, Hawaii. It's Kathy's Angel Light Crystals, Miracles and Joy, where I do all my shamanic work. I do free pain and stress release with the angel light tools for anybody who's open. You can lay on the angel light healing bed. And I have the largest crystal in Hawaii. It's a 1,000-pound celestial smoky quartz that you can also hug. And for those that want deeper work, I also do the shamanic soul retrieval, and that takes about an hour if you really want personal work. What an excuse to come to Hawaii, eh? And if you want to get a hold of me, I also do a lot of phone work. It's 808-775-9400 is my phone number. And you can reach me between 11 and 4 o'clock Hawaiian time. And I think I'm 3 hours behind California time. And right now, before the time change, 6 hours behind the Eastern time. It's like I tell people, I will never call you early. I promise. So that is it for tonight. Thank you for listening. And, you know, give the president a call. I'm sure he would love to hear from you. So would petroleum oil. And the protesters up in the Dakotas, they definitely could use your support. Say no to nuclear. Amplify light. Be happy. Be joyful. Wake up happy, because when you wake up happy, it's going to rub off on your kids. Trust me. And I hope the divine brings each and every one of you your heart's desire. And on that happy note, aloha.